Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. When entering work zones, take it slow and join the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety in working towards zero highway fatalities.
The GOP-controlled Missouri Senate refused funding for a voter-approved expansion of Medicaid in an emotional and partisan debate late yesterday. The decision came despite 53% of Missouri voters choosing to expand the government-funded health insurance program through a constitutional amendment last August. That move affects as many as 275,000 low-income Missourians. The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee offered to give the Department of Social Services funding in the next budget to rehire 50 of the 200 workers laid off last year. The department's acting director, Jennifer Tidball, said the agency is fine with the funding request to instead hire 11 additional staff. She says the department cannot fill some of the frontline worker positions because not enough people are interested in the jobs. During a House Oversight Committee hearing, Lee Summit Democrat Kerry Engel said Tidball made the wrong decision.
When we're looking at retention, that salary is the number one thing that is cited by all Children's Division staff, myself as a former Children's Division staff included. They are abysmally paid.
Tidball said she prefers to use funding to promote workers and hopefully retain them. State-operated youth residential sites in Missouri have changed their traditional visiting style over the past year. During a House committee hearing, Department of Social Services attorney Sherry Hahn says due to the pandemic, parents have been limited on the way they can visit their children.
I don't want to underestimate the creativity of our workers because they have come up with ways in order to allow children to engage with their families, like mass visits, curbside visits. It is a long time. And so this hasn't been a year of only Zoom visits. There have been other, like meeting in the park and being able to distance and be outside.
Next month, Missouri plans to roll back some visiting restrictions at the locations. Missouri has several group homes around the state. There are also 9 group home settings with extra supervision and 5 secure centers for troubled youth. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins spoke to a congressional subcommittee yesterday about the importance of broadband access for farms. He told the House panel that oversees economic development that 29% of American farms still don't have good internet. He says the breakdown in the supply chain during COVID could be solved by broadband and talked about Missouri's small town challenges during the pandemic.
And for our farm families that live outside of town, data plans were quickly getting used up on cell phones as families scrambled to try to help their kids adjust to the new way of life and get through school. And so quickly we learned just yet again, just at the home level, how important it is to keeping things going from an education standpoint.
Hawkins represented American farmers in front of that subcommittee of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Missouri's Sam Graves is the ranking member on that committee. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is News on MissouriNet.